Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Sunday, June 15, 2025.
Kilmar Abrego-Garcia's return to face charges. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia has returned to the United States to confront serious human smuggling charges after being deported to El Salvador in March 2025. His deportation stirred controversy during the Trump administration, as it was later recognized as a mistake due to safety threats from local gangs. A federal judge ordered his return in April 2025, allowing him to stand trial. The U.S. government worked with President Nayib Bukele to facilitate this process. Attorney General Pam Bondi declared that Garcia's return exemplifies American justice, while his attorneys argue the charges are unfounded. The indictment includes allegations of smuggling thousands of people into the U.S., including members of the infamous MS-13 gang. This case has sparked varied reactions from immigrant rights advocates and lawmakers, including Senator Chris Van Hollen from Maryland, where Garcia lived for many years. Garcia spent about 14 years in the U.S., working in construction and raising three children with disabilities. His family hopes to reconnect after a long separation, highlighting the complex issues surrounding immigration policy and the treatment of individuals from Central America.
Lebanon keeps airspace open amid tensions. Lebanon's Minister of Public Works and Transport, Fayez Razami, has reassured that the country's airspace will remain open despite escalating tensions from the Iran-Israel conflict. This follows concerns about a possible temporary closure. Razami emphasized that the airport will stay active unless unexpected events arise. The Lebanese Civil Aviation Authority confirmed the airspace will reopen at 10 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time on June 14, but will close again later that evening from 10:30 p.m. until 6 a.m. on June 15. To address potential delays, Middle East Airlines, the national carrier, plans to increase its flight schedule. Travelers are encouraged to stay informed about any delays or cancellations as the situation develops.
Austria's stricter gun laws after Graz shooting. Following a tragic school shooting in Graz, Austria, where a 21-year-old gunman killed 10 people, Chancellor Karl Nehammer is pushing for tighter gun laws. This incident has raised serious concerns about public safety and the effectiveness of current regulations. Nehammer's plan includes stricter rules for gun ownership, such as reviewing age limits and firearm types. The government also aims to enhance mental health assistance in schools, boost law enforcement visibility, and improve information sharing between agencies to identify potential threats. This shooting has sparked a national discussion on gun control in a country that has historically seen low levels of gun violence. The shooter, described as introverted and heavily involved in online shooting games, has led to debates about the impact of gaming on violent behavior. These proposed changes are part of a broader effort to prevent future tragedies and ensure the safety of students and communities. The government plans to finalize these measures in the coming weeks, with discussions set for an upcoming cabinet meeting.
Ukrainian forces halt Russian advance in Sumy. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky announced that Ukrainian forces have successfully stopped the advance of Russian troops in the northeastern Sumy region. Russia has gathered around 53,000 soldiers in the area, with fighting occurring just 7 kilometers from the border. Ukrainian forces are holding strong along a front line that stretches over 1,000 kilometers. The conflict, now in its fourth year, has intensified, especially in the eastern Donetsk region, as Russia aims to create a buffer zone in Sumy and Kharkiv. In response, Ukraine launched a drone attack targeting Russian aircraft and a bridge to Crimea. Zelensky dismissed claims from Moscow that Russian troops crossed into the Dnipropetrovsk region, stating that any attacks were repelled. He emphasized that military action alone cannot reclaim all territory and called for stronger sanctions against Russia to encourage negotiations. Recent peace talks have led to limited agreements, primarily focused on prisoner exchanges, which Zelensky expects to continue until June 20 or 21. On June 13, Ukraine received the bodies of 1,200 soldiers lost in the conflict.
Protests in Canada over Modi's G7 invitation. Protests erupted in Canada on June 14, 2025, as the Sikh community expressed anger over Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's invitation to the G7 summit in Alberta. This invitation has raised serious concerns due to allegations linking India to the murder of Sikh separatist leader Hardeep Singh Nijjar in June 2023. Although India is not a G7 member, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's invitation marks Modi's first visit to Canada in a decade. Activist Maninder Singh highlighted fears for the community's safety, stating many feel their lives are at risk. A protest is set to take place in Ottawa to voice these worries. Carney's invitation is seen as a move to strengthen relationships with other countries amid ongoing trade conflicts with the United States. India's Foreign Ministry spokesperson, Ranveer Jaiswal, noted that the meeting between Modi and Carney presents a crucial chance to discuss important topics.
Kazakhstan's nuclear power plant initiative. Kazakhstan is making a bold move by partnering with Russia's state nuclear corporation, Rosatom, to build its first nuclear power plant. This marks a significant shift for the country, which hasn't generated nuclear energy since the BN. 350 reactor was decommissioned in 1999. The new facility will feature modern reactors known for their safety and will be located in Olkin, about 250 miles from Almaty, with a target of producing 2.4 gigawatts of nuclear power by 2035. Kazakhstan aims to diversify its energy sources beyond coal. However, some citizens are concerned about Russia's involvement in this project, especially given the current geopolitical climate. Recently, Russian President Vladimir Putin met with Kazakh officials to discuss strengthening energy ties. What does this mean for Kazakhstan's energy future?
Amazon's major investment in Australia. Amazon is making waves with a massive $20 billion Australian investment, roughly $12.97 billion US dollars, in Australia's data center infrastructure from 2025 to 2029. This marks Amazon's largest investment in the country, designed to enhance artificial intelligence capabilities and meet the rising demand for cloud solutions. The funding will boost server capabilities and support innovative AI projects. On top of that, Amazon plans to build three new solar farms in Victoria and Queensland, generating over 170 megawatts of renewable energy. This initiative aligns with global trends toward eco-friendliness and showcases Amazon's commitment to sustainability. The investment is set to create thousands of jobs in construction and technology, opening doors to new opportunities and solidifying Australia's position as a tech innovation hub. What exciting changes could this bring to Australia's economy?
Akinwumi Adesina praises infrastructure developments in Tanzania. Akinwumi Adesina, president of the African Development Bank, recently visited Dodoma, Tanzania, to celebrate two major infrastructure projects that are set to transform the region. The first is Msalato International Airport, which will accommodate 1.5 million passengers each year, significantly boosting air travel and tourism. The second project, the Dodoma City Outer Ring Road, spans 112.3 kilometers and aims to improve local transportation. During his visit, President Samia Suluhu Hassan expressed her appreciation for the bank's support, highlighting how these projects could drive economic growth and create jobs. These developments promise to enhance trade and attract foreign investment, paving the way for a more stable economy in Tanzania.
Japan-US trade talks heat up. Japan's top tariff negotiator, Ryosei Akazawa, recently had a crucial conversation with U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick about a potential trade deal. This discussion followed important meetings with Lutnick and U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. Japan faces a make-or-break deadline in July 2025, when a 24% tax on exports could kick in if no agreement is reached. They're also seeking relief from a 25% tax on their vital automotive industry. With the G7 summit approaching, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba is set to meet former U.S. President Donald Trump to tackle these pressing trade issues. The outcome of these negotiations is critical, as failing to secure a favorable deal could have serious consequences for both nations.
National inquiry into grooming gangs announced. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has launched a national inquiry into grooming gangs involved in the sexual exploitation of thousands of young girls in the UK. This move comes after years of public outcry, with many victims feeling abandoned by authorities. The inquiry will investigate failures in protecting at-risk individuals and ensure those responsible are held accountable. The scandal primarily involves groups of men, many of whom are of Pakistani descent, who have exploited young girls, often from white British backgrounds. Critics warn that institutions have hesitated to act due to fears of being labeled racist. In January 2025, Interior Minister Yvette Cooper commissioned a rapid audit led by Louise Casey to assess the extent of gang exploitation in Britain. Casey's findings prompted her to recommend this national inquiry, which Starmer fully supports. The announcement has drawn significant public attention, especially as billionaire Elon Musk has also expressed his support. Survivors and advocates for justice are hopeful that this inquiry will lead to real changes in child protection policies and law enforcement practices.
Boeing's growth forecast for air travel. Boeing, a top American aerospace company, has announced its 20-year forecast, predicting a remarkable 40% increase in global air travel demand by 2030. They estimate a need for over 43,000 new airliners by 2044, including around 33,300 single-aisle planes and more than 7,800 widebody jets. Despite a less optimistic view on cargo traffic, Boeing's Vice President of Commercial Marketing, Darren Hulst, reassured that trade fluctuations won't significantly affect long-term demand. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, air travel has bounced back, but production is still lagging at about half of pre-pandemic levels, leading to a shortage of 1,500 to 2,000 aircraft. Following safety concerns from a mid-air incident in 2024 involving an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX, the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has limited 737 production to 38 planes per month. The Paris Air Show highlighted the importance of these projections for airlines and manufacturers as they plan for future fleet expansions.
Tragic Air India Boeing 787 crash in Ahmedabad. On June 12, 2025, an Air India Boeing 787 crashed shortly after takeoff in Ahmedabad, Gujarat, resulting in a heartbreaking loss of 270 lives, 241 on board and 29 on the ground. The aircraft struck a medical college hostel in a residential area, leaving only one passenger as the sole survivor, who is now under medical observation. Recovery teams worked tirelessly at the crash site, discovering more bodies in the days that followed. Dr. Dhaval Gamity from the Civil Hospital confirmed that they received a total of 270 bodies, with families providing DNA samples for identification. In response to this tragedy, the Indian government has formed a special team to investigate the crash and improve emergency procedures for aircraft. Inspections of Air India's fleet of Boeing 787 Dreamliners have begun, with 8 out of 34 aircraft already checked. Investigators recovered the black box, which is expected to provide vital information about the flight's final moments. This incident marks the first deadly crash of a Boeing 787 in its 16 years of operation, raising serious concerns about aviation safety in India.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.